This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A fire on an American Airlines flight at DIA in March might have been started by a fluid leak and incorrectly installed parts. CPR's Chiara Damari reports.
The Boeing 737 took off from Colorado Springs and made an emergency landing in Denver. Investigators at the National Transportation Safety Board released their preliminary report on the fire this week. They found that the right side of the engine had overheated, and according to a video obtained from Denton Airport Operations, fuel could be seen leaking out of the plane. It's not clear if these were the exact causes of the fire. The investigation is still ongoing. The incident comes in the wake of multiple issues with Boeing aircraft. I'm Chiara Damari, CPR News.
A new Trump administration budget proposal hints at big layoffs for Colorado climate and weather researchers. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The National Science Foundation submitted a new budget request to Congress last week. It calls for a 40% funding cut to the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder over the next fiscal year. Known as NCAR, the center is the federal government's leading earth science lab. Its findings have helped improve forecasting for weather, water supplies, and wildfires. A spokesperson says the proposed budget would mean large-scale staff and program cuts. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Some strong to severe storms are forecast this afternoon across the eastern part of the state. Forecasters say the Denver metro area is most at risk for the next few hours. Castle Rock, Parker, and Colorado Springs remain under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. This is CPR News.